Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom stated that we are not trying to win them to our churches for numbers. We are out to see them changed by the grace of God. Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
We're not trying to win them to our churches for numbers. We're out to do what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We're out to see them changed by the grace of God, by offering the gospel that will save their souls. All this filthy talk you hear on TV, even in the news media, whether it's liberal or conservative, filthy words out of the mouths, politicians as well. I lived in the day when none of that was true. Even television sitcom programs did not have cussing on it. But today it does. America needs revival. And it must begin in the heart of God's people. We must repent. So I want to say thank you for that special question that this person has asked, because that question needed to be asked. People simply don't understand this. Wrap yourself up in godliness. That's what we as Christians need to do. You don't know how much your letter stirs my heart. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another." Let me just insert here, I did not put this in a letter to the person. Forgiveness is not just saying, well, you just got to forgive them. If they're not repentant, God doesn't forgive us unless we come to Him in repentance and faith. And people go on doing their wrong thing and just overlook it, saying, well, you just got to forgive them. That's what we are. We're just forgivers, so we just overlook it. No, that is not representing our God and His Word. That is a bad reflection on the holiness of God. But let me continue now with this answer. The verb choice in this portion in Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13, of the command is different from those used earlier. Here the word enduo, which describes sinking down into a garment, is most often used of a robe or seamless cloak that covers the whole body. You see that in Mark chapter 1, verse 16, and Matthew 27, verse 31, as well as John 19:23. But there are several passages that allude to this total change of behavior, like enveloping oneself in a body-covering cloak. "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." The lust is not always sexual desire. Sometimes it's just desires for the things of this life, its pleasures, for its money, for whatever it is. And so the lust, what you're lusting for, it's not of God. It's the things for yourself to be consumed upon your desire, not God's good. And so to fulfill the lust thereof, Romans chapter 13, verse 14. We also read, "For as many of you as been baptized into Christ, put ye on Christ." Galatians 3:27. Put on therefore the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. Perhaps an even more precise picture of what happens to us when we are brought into the resurrected and eternal condition that is like the Lord Jesus, 1 John 3:2, we will put on incorruption. We will put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:53-54. The character traits of God cannot coexist with the members of the flesh. They must be mortified. The works of the flesh must be mortified. Neither can godliness control our minds when evil thoughts dominate. They must be put off for us to put on the character of God. Those things must be put off. Vengeance, getting even. We must glue the character traits identified in today's text together by charity, that is love, and let God's peace rule in our hearts. Even when the word of Christ must dwell in our lives richly, so much so that whatsoever we do in word or deed is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:14-17. And let me just pass on to this reader that last little bit there. I took some of that from Dr. Henry Morrison, and he does such a great job in his notes on the Word of God. And so Henry Morris III, I took some of those notes from him, but they applied in this situation. So I want to thank that listener. And folks, we like to get letters from you with those questions. Sometimes I can answer them immediately. Sometimes it's the space of time. This past year, I had two problems that come up. One is that I was sick quite a bit. And then another thing is that we had computer problems and some of my questions were lost that I had was going to answer. So I didn't get to answer all the questions. And here it is January. We're still into our Q&A period. All right, let me get on to the next Q&A. It says, Dr. Bloom, the Bible was attacked way back when King James was getting it to us. That's the problem. Too many different foundations. Now it's become so obsolete and disrespected, we are using our iPads and phones. God says, don't forget the poor. They need God's word. And the more we use our devices, the more Bibles will not be printed. See, the Bibles are still being attacked by the devil, even the King James. Seek my face is the word of God. But how can America turn back to God if his word is changed, degraded, disrespected? We must get back to the true word of God. How do we seek his face? Turn from wicked ways. If the Bible is changed to say, look around for his face, turn if you think your ways are bad. See that the foundations have been destroyed. How do we get America back to the correct word of God? Trump can put prayer or Bibles back in school, but which Bible? Who are they going to pray to? How do we get America back to the real God if he's been changed for centuries? Well, I answered, and this another lady that asked this question. I believe there must be a revival in the local churches, a revival of holiness, righteousness, and bringing back the Word of God instead of entertainment, psychology, and philosophy. Getting standards back in the local churches and homes. How many Christians' homes have a family altar? If no revival comes to the churches, then America crumbles. See 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 16. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. And by the way, fashioning is here the idea of emulating and adapting it to your way. So, fashioning yourselves would be like those that perhaps they got saved, they were singing in a rock music band or something like that, and rock music was playing on the radio all the time. Well, they still missed their rock music, and so, what do? They get Christian words and put it to that beat. Well, that's what children of Israel did when old Moses was coming off the mount, and Joshua was with him, and he says, I hear the sound of war, Joshua said to Moses in the camp. Moses said, no. Basically, Moses said, no, that's a party going on. I won't read the whole thing that he said. But the people there were sacrificing unto a false god, a golden calf they had made. And they were doing it in the name of Jehovah. Putting God's name to it does not make it right. And the music was that drum beat that made them think it was a war drum. It was actually a beat to music in which their bodies succumbed to it and they danced. And they had less clothes on because it is a music born in hell. And the music is men try to say, well, music doesn't affect our emotions. Music really is amoral. That is one of the biggest lies the devil tells and deceives people. If you're deceived by that, the devil is laughing at you. So again, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, and he called that former stuff ignorant, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy. In all matter of conversation, that is, in all matter of your lifestyle, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Your desires, you'll say, well, it's not to go out and get drunk. It's not spending my money on wild sexual favors and things of that nature. So it's all right. No. Deceitful desires. They're not holy.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my